This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Let me give you a list of movies and see if you know how they fit in the same Venn diagram. Return of the Jedi, Alien, Demolition Man. Does Austin Powers count? I'm not sure. If you haven't guessed yet what I'm talking about, it's the shared theme of suspended animation, preserving life through time and tribulation with technology that puts life forms into a deep freeze. And in this galaxy, current day, researchers are about to experiment with a similar idea. The setting isn't a spaceship, it's a hospital, UPMC Presbyterian in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The idea is to temporarily replace blood in the body with a super-chilled saline solution to save lives at the brink of being snuffed out. The procedure is tricky for lots of reasons, and there are ethical questions. Dr. Nancy Cass is at the Berman Institute of Bioethics at Johns Hopkins. She says there comes a time in science and tech when you have to take a chance.
With every new medical technology or every new drug or pill or device, at some point you have to take that leap across the water from it's a good idea and it worked in animals to somebody has to be the first human being in whom we try it.
Tell me about how it's possible to try something this extreme on people without sort of getting their consent.
So we find ourselves in a catch-22 when we want to learn new ways to improve care in emergencies. People often are unconscious and can't provide consent.
So how would this work?
One rule says if any family member is around them, they provide consent.
Right.
We know that won't often be possible, too. So we have to do something called community consultation. If various members of the public say, yeah, that sounds reasonable, it sort of passes what you might call the normal person standard.
And what do you understand about how communities sort of react to the proposition of a situation where you might do something like this? You might use some new technology to preserve the consciousness while you fix the intense problem that you need to fix before slowly bringing this person back to life.
It's true that whenever most people hear about a new idea, it sounds scary. I'm old enough to remember the test tube baby from England, and across the world were headlines about guinea pig science, crazy mad scientists, and needless to say, in vitro fertilization is a dime a dozen today. One way to frame the question is, how do I feel about it as a normal, healthy person walking around the idea of someone cooling and putting my body in suspended animation? Not so great.
Right.
How do I feel about it if someone I love very much has had a trauma and nothing's working? I feel really differently about it.
Dr. Nancy Cass is at the Berman Institute of Bioethics at Johns Hopkins. Doctor, thank you very much.
Thanks so much.